Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Avodah Zarah. Peri Gimel Mishnah Tes. Not al if a Yisrael took mimena from the Asherah tree, Eitzim wood asurim bahana, can't derive any benefit from it. Hisik means he used it for fire fuel. Hisik behenes hataner. He fueled his oven with it. The taner is made out of earthenware. So what happens now? What do I do with the oven? Zok the Mishnah. Im chadash, if it's a brand new oven. In other words, this is the first time that we're heating it up. Then the din is yitatz. Break it. Take apart the oven. There's no way to fix it. It's aser bahana. What's the reason? These ovens, you can shape it, you can finish it, but you have to have that first time you heat it up. The first time you heat it up, the walls get strong, and it becomes an oven. Before that, it could fall apart at any moment. And because the first time he's heating up the oven, it's a new oven, he's using this wood from the Avodah Zarah, so it's like the Avodah Zarah made the oven. Without this first heating, the oven is not an oven. So again, therefore, im chadash, if this was a brand new oven, and he used the wood for the Avodah Zarah, there's no etzei yutatz. He has to take it apart. But vim yashan, if it's an old oven, in other words, it doesn't have to be very old, but it's not the first time he's heating it up. But right now, he's using atzei asherah, wood from an asherah tree, to bake his bread. So yutzan, just allow it to cool off. Take off the wood that's left over, and reheat it with regular kosher wood that doesn't come from an Avodah Zarah tree. But we don't say that the oven becomes asur b'hana, because it didn't become an oven through the heating. It was already heated from before. It was heated up from before. Now, offer by a sapas, well, what happens if he heated up the oven and he actually baked bread? We're talking about an old oven over here. So fine, the oven doesn't become asur. What about the bread? Can I eat the bread? Zakta Mishnah, no. Asura bahana. The bread is asur bahana. Now, the Gemara explains when is the bread asur bahana. It's when the fire was burning, the wood is still around. That's called avuka kenegdai. Literally, the torch is in front of it. What do you mean if the fire is burning, the wood is still around? I mean, the wood is what's keeping the fire burning, no? How could you have the fire burning without the wood still being around? And the answer is very simple. The wood turns into coals. So if when I started baking the bread, it was already cold, then it doesn't become asur. But if when the bread was baking, it was still wood, so the baking of the bread came through this fire that's burning from wood, that is Avodah Zarah wood, that hasn't been burnt up yet, then we say the bread is asur bahana. This sugya, we also have the sugya Masechtes Pesachim, is the sugya of Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. The shvach of the Eitzim goes into the pass, and here the Eitzim are of a desar Eitzim. Zokt de Mishnah weiter nis arva, if this bread that is aser, because it was baked when the wood was still burning, got mixed up be'acheiros with other bread that is mutter, kulan asuras bena, it's all aser behana. In other words, it doesn't become bottle berive. Normally, if an item that is aser gets lost in a larger number of items that are mutter, the same type, and you can't recognize it in the mixture to take it out, so the asur deka item becomes bottle, and the mixture is mutter. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Okay, the bread is asur, but it fell into so many more times the amount of bread that's mutter. We don't know which one it is. We can't take it out. Let the whole thing be mutter. Let it become bottle. So some say, als the chumrav of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become bottle. Others say, this is bread, which is very chashiv. It's not some bakery bread. Ichve is a special baba that bakes bread. Everybody wants this bread. It's not sold by weight. It's called a davar shebeminyan. Ooh, can I have one of this special bread, two of it? And those types of things don't become bottle. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, don't worry about it. If the bread fell in with other bread, take the amount of money that bread is worth, and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea, the Sea of Salt. Yoylech HaNoli Yam HaMelech, throw that money into the Yam HaMelech, so it should be totally lost. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, ain't pidyon li avodah zarah. You can't redeem avodah zarah with money. By hegdish, there's such a thing, you can redeem the hegdish. Remove the hegdish from it. But it looks like you're trying to say, we're redeeming the avodah zarah through money. You can't do that. Zakta mishnah vayter, not al himena chir kar. If someone took a piece of wood from the Asherah to use as a chirkar. What is a chirkar? When they used to weave, they had a machine called a loom. You set up the horizontal threads, the vertical threads, it goes up, it goes down, it goes in, it goes out. It had to be very perfect setup. That's how you form the baguette. Now when the thread being woven on the loom gets too tight, the weaver taps on it with a chirkar. It's a long pointed tool that loosens it. So what happened over here was Natal, the Israel, took Haymana from the Asherah, a piece of wood, charkar, to make this karkar out of it. You have to shape it into place until it comes to a point. Lemaisa asur b'hana, you can't use this keli, it's asur b'hana. Orig b'yas habeged, if you used it in the process of weaving habeged asur b'hana, then the beged, then this article of clothing is asur b'hana. Nisarev, if this Asurdika Beged got mixed up b'achedim with other clothes, b'achedim, b'achedim, and the others with others, kulan asurim b'hana, it's all Asur b'hana. Midrabanan, the Beged does not become batel b'roiv. And here too, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yailachana liyam melech. What happened? It got mixed up, one of the begadim that was made with the Avodah Zarah keli. Take the value of that beged, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then it's mutter to have enough from all of the begadim over here in this mixture. Amru Lai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Poidin li Avodah Zarah. There's no redemption when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So why do we need the machloikis, both by the wood for the oven as well as by this keli, this weaving keli? So the Gemara explains as follows. If we only had the case of the bread, I would say, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says, look, if the bread falls and it gets mixed up with other bread, the bread itself is not the Avodah Zarah. It was the wood that made the bread. The wood is not here anymore. So yes, Shvach Etzem Bepas, and could be the bread that was made by the wood is a problem. I agree, says Rabbi Eliezer. But Nishkefeiluch, the Isser is not really here anymore. So take the amount that the bread is worth, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. On the other hand, this utensil used for weaving, it's still around. It didn't burn up like the wood. So maybe over here we should be more strict. Maybe here, even Rabbi Eliezer says, no, if those clothes got mixed up with other clothes, forget about it. On the other hand, if we only had the case of the weaving tool, so I would have said, no. I would have said, here is where the Rabbanan are more machmir. They say, if it gets mixed up, there's nothing you can do about it. But in the case of the bread, where the wood's not here anymore, we would be moided to Rabbi Eliezer. Just take the amount and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. That's where I need both cases. Zokta Batanur that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Even a whole barrel of Yayin Nesach that got mixed up with barrels of wine that are mutter, take the value of that barrel and toss it into the Yam HaMelech, and the rest would be mutter behana, as I zokt debatinura. So again, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If you took wood from an Asherah tree, it's asur behana. If you used it to heat up an oven, if that was the very first time that you've heated up the oven, so the oven was created, the first heating solidifies the oven. Through the Avodah Zarah, you have to break apart the oven. If it's not the first time, so cool it off, wait till the oven cools off, take out the wood. And reheat it with mutter dika wood. But we don't see that the oven becomes asur b'hana. Then we learned if you bake bread with it, the bread is asur b'hana, assuming that the wood was still wood when the bread was baking. It didn't first turn into coals. If the bread gets mixed up with others, it's all asur b'hana. Does not become batel b'roiv. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, just take the amount that this bread was worth and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. The rest is mutter. The same machlokes about the bread is also in regard to a weaving tool that was made out of the wood of an Asherah. The baguette is aser. the beggar that you help weave with this tool is aser. If it gets mixed up with other begadim, it does not become batal b'roiv. Nothing you can do about it. The Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer says, take the value of that beged, throw it into the Yam HaMelech.